This is Focus West Michigan for Thursday, September 10, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Get paid to plant trees in your neighborhood. The NAACP Greater Grand Rapids is offering stipends to volunteers creating healthier, greener neighborhoods. WGVU's Dee Morrison has the details.
The NAACP Greater Grand Rapids Environmental Justice Committee and Friends of Grand Rapids Parks are organizing Neighborwoods 2026, an initiative to plant 200 trees in the Garfield Park area in late September. The Community Collaboration on Climate Change, or C4, is also a partner. Executive Director Kareem Scales says stipends will be paid for two-hour volunteer shifts to residents from the city's most underserved areas.
49507, 49503 specifically have been the data shows the two most disproportionately impacted communities here in Grand Rapids by environmental and climate justice issues. And I'm sure it's not surprising to also say that that is predominantly where the majority of people of color reside in the city as well.
Scales notes planting trees is about more than beautification. Tree density affects air quality, home cooling costs, and stormwater drainage.
Communities that have a higher tree density have higher housing values. Even things related to public safety. We've learned that some of our law enforcement agencies utilize data that shows communities that have a higher tree density are quote unquote safer.
I'm Dee Morrison.
Kelvin University and Trillium Living are launching a strategic partnership giving students hands-on opportunities working with senior living residents. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
There's a long history and connection between Kelvin University and the Holland Home community, now Trillium Living.
Greg Elzinga is Kelvin University's president. He explains how bringing together the school and Trillium Living, a Grand Rapids-based senior health organization headquartered near the school, is an opportunity for experiential learning for students.
As the senior living space is also looking for continued workforce development around healthcare needs, we think Kelvin can provide that opportunity for more workers at Trillium Living as well.
Similarly, Trillium Living CEO Troy Vugtevane says senior residents will also benefit from the Kelvin partnership.
It's amazing how many retired professors we have that live over at Holland Home there, and the excitement that I hear from them about these opportunities, where they may even have opportunities to be able to teach some of those call courses and be involved.
Vugtevane says Trillium Living plans on becoming accredited, forming Michigan's first university-based retirement living community, offering learning opportunities and intergenerational activities. I'm David Limbaugh.
The annual Grand Rapids Public Schools Turkey Trot is returning for its 34th year. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more on today's kickoff.
Registration for the annual Grand Rapids Public Schools Turkey Trot is now open. Back for its 34th year, the annual Thanksgiving tradition will feature a new 10K race and the Mathnasium 1 mile walk in addition to the traditional 5K. A news release says the event supports GRPS athletics, promotes healthy living, and brings the community together. To celebrate the return of the Turkey Trot to downtown Grand Rapids, a special kickoff event took place this morning outside Van Andel Arena, which is the race's starting line. This event provided an opportunity for businesses and community leaders to learn more about the Turkey Trot, the Grand Rapids Public Schools Foundation, and ways they can support GRPS scholars through sponsorship, participation, and volunteerism. The 34th annual Turkey Trot takes place Thanksgiving morning downtown, and again, registration is open, and you can find updates by following the Turkey Trot on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Jennifer Moss.
A new report finds West Michigan's talent pipeline is failing to keep pace with employer demand, producing just 4 graduates for every 10 job openings. WGVU's Dee Morrison has the details.
West Michigan faces a growing talent shortage, according to a new report from Workforce Development Partnership, Talent First. The report puts a finer point on the issue regional leaders have long been working to address. Talent First President Kevin Stott says employers are competing for fewer qualified workers, while technology shifts the skills needed to succeed.
From our research and the feedback we had from business leaders, it was really at how AI was changing the nature of work, not replacing work or occupations.
The gap is driven by declining higher education enrollment, down 29% since 2010, and an aging workforce, with nearly 1 in 5 West Michigan workers projected to retire by 2035. Stotts emphasizes solving the crisis involves deepening collaboration between industry industry and educators.
Employers have a role to play in terms of detailing their knowledge and skill requirements and what's happening and changing in their workplaces, and then having good partnerships with those in K-12 and higher education and local workforce development programs so that there's that degree of alignment and partnership to develop the talent that the region's employers need to thrive and succeed.
The full report is available on the Talent First website. I'm Dee Morrison.
Less than a year after Grand Rapids-based Steelcase was acquired by the HNI Corporation, the furniture manufacturer is announcing its next leader. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
Irene Tassie will assume the role of Steelcase's president beginning September 14th. Most recently, Tassie held senior executive roles at PPG Industries in Pittsburgh, which supplies paints and coatings. Before that, Tassie spent over 20 years in leadership roles at Livonia-based Masco Corporation, which makes home improvement products. She also served as president and general manager of Dallas-based Kichler Lighting. In a statement, Tassie said, quote, "I am honored to work with a company whose purpose, people, and design leadership have shaped the future of work for generations. I look forward to listening, learning, and partnering with teams around the world as we build on a strong foundation to create even more value for customers, dealers, members, and communities," end quote. Tassie takes over for former Steelcase president and CEO Sarah Armbruster, who stepped down after the company was acquired for $2.2 billion by Iowa-based HNI Corporation in December. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin talks about the 11th annual charity diaper drive for nestlings, but first, news from around the state. Some of Michigan's Jewish faith leaders are calling on the state's Democrats to be more inclusive of Jews who have felt slighted by Democratic Senate nominee Abdul El-Sayed's language. Colin Jackson has more.
Non-negotiable Michigan wants Democrats to reaffirm commitment to Jewish safety, political participation, and self-definition. That says Democratic Senate nominee Abdul El-Sayed has often criticized the Israeli government and its American lobby. Ann Arbor-based Rabbi Josh Winston says he's not asking El-Sayed to compromise his beliefs.
Broaden the tent, Dr. El-Sayed. That's what I'm asking. Broaden the tent. Find a way to thread this needle. Be in communication with us. And let's figure this out together. It would be important.
El-Sayed has often said he cares about the safety of the Jewish community like he does his own children. Republicans have been trying to win Jews who often vote for Democrats to their side. I'm Colin Jackson.
Canadian potash, a fertilizer that several Michigan farms rely on, could be looped into the ongoing trade war between the United States and Canada. According to John Laporte from Michigan State University Extension, more than 80% of potash used in the state comes from Canada. Right now, there are no tariffs on potash, but Laporte says that could change quickly, and if it does, it could create a dire situation for agriculture throughout the state.
As it becomes more and more difficult for farmers to stay profitable in farming, we see the potential concern of, are we going to eventually have farms that go out of business? How does that impact our food supply and the safety of our food?
As of Wednesday, the Trump administration announced that it would be banning imports on dairy, alcohol, and motorcycles starting in October. Retaliatory tariffs from Canada took effect on U.S. goods earlier this week. Focus West Michigan is made for all, powered by you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. The 11th annual charity diaper drive benefiting Nestlings Diaper Bank of West Michigan runs through October 1, and WGVU Shelley Irwin spoke with Kristen Revere of Gold Coast Doulas and Steve Suker of Nestlings about the drive.
Well, it's back, and it's an annual event. Bigger and better is the tease. Let's talk about this 11th annual charity diaper drive running through October 1. Talking to you, Kristen Revere, owner and founder, Gold Coast Doulas and More. Good morning, Kristen.
Morning, Shelley.
Thank you to you. To your left in front of us, Steve Suker, you with Nestlings Diaper Bank. It's all over your branding. You're proud of what you do. Good morning.
I'm wearing that t-shirt. I'm a walking billboard.
You should be, Steve. To talk about Nestlings, and we'll talk about that. It's all about partnerships, and it's all about, well, those in our lives that need diapers. What's happening 11 years in a row, Kristen?
So giving back is central to our mission at Gold Coast as a certified B Corp, and we've partnered with Nestlings Diaper Bank from the start. Diapers are one of the biggest unmet needs for families. And when we started the drive, one in three families were lacking diapers. And now it's one in two.
Thank you for that. Who's your target audience for this, staying with you?
We raise the diapers for social service organizations, and they directly give the diapers to families in need through Nestlings Diaper Bank.
Yes, and that would be you, Steve, Nestlings Diaper Bank of West Michigan. What's your elevator pitch? How do you tell us the good work you do?
Well, what Kristen was talking about was for support for low-income families. And those families are facing that financial cliff. Am I putting a roof over my head, food on the table, transportation to my job, or do I keep my child in a soiled diaper that's longer than necessary because I can't afford to put them into a clean diaper in a timely manner?
Putting on a physiological, psychological hat, staying with you, Steve, how important is it that diapers are changed frequently?
It's very important. It improves the mental health of the child. It improves the health of the parent. Those parents need diapers to go to daycare so that they can go to their job. If they don't have the diapers, it has an impact economically on the family itself, which then exacerbates the problem that is starting out with.
And Nestlings Diaper Bank of West Michigan, give me more of how you work.
We're like a bank where you go to the bank to get some money. Well, in this case, we're providing the diapers out to over 35 social service organizations within the Holland, Ottawa, Allegan County areas to the tune of 37,000 diapers on a monthly basis.
Wow. Again, each diaper on a young human soul. Same question to you, Kristen, with your talents as owner and founder of Gold Coast Doulas. How important is it that diapers are provided?
So important. And families, again, have to make important decisions on paying those utilities or, you know, buying formula and feeding their baby. And you can't bring your child to daycare unless you have a supply of clean diapers as well. And so we're trying to work with organizations and businesses to collect diapers for the month of September. And some of those organizations are Advent Physical Therapy, Rise Wellness Chiropractic, Mind Body Baby Yoga, of course, Gold Coast Doula's office, and Fit for Mom is collecting. And we have partnered organizations that Nestlings work with all over Ottawa and Allegan County as well.
So is the goal to get our diapers that we purchase to one of these collecting sites to ultimately go into the hands of Nestlings?
Yes. So you can drop them off at the collection sites, and Mindful Counseling has three locations. Advent has six locations. And so we're able to collect opened bags and boxes. So you have newborn diapers that your child has outgrown, and then you're able to give those to a family in need. You can purchase new, and Nestlings also has the ability to donate through Amazon and directly contribute during our drive.
That is correct. And if you don't want to do the shopping, go out to the Nestlings website, go out to our donation page. And the reason I suggest that is Nestlings is a part of the National Diaper Bank Network. September is National Diaper Awareness Month, which is why the drive is being held at this time. And if you take that dollar that you donate to Nestlings, Nestlings through the National Diaper Bank Network is able to get diapers more at the wholesale cost than so that that donated dollar gets more diapers, more bang for the buck.
Again, all needed for our youngest. 11th Annual Charity Diaper Drive. Is there a new twist that we need to talk about? Is Huggies involved, if you want to go there?
Yes, Huggies is matching our goal raised from 11,000 diapers to collect this year to 20 with a 20,000 match from Huggies. So we have a very lofty goal, but I know we can do it, and the community has been very involved. year in, year out, even during, you know, the tough years economically. They've made an impact on families.
Add to that, if you would, Steve.
Exactly. The donation, as Kristen was saying, is going to be a match. So every diaper that gets donated through this drive is two diapers that Nestlings does not have to purchase in order to support the need that's out there.
I don't want to throw you off. Why the name Nestlings? What's the history, do you know?
Nestlings was formed in 2011. The founder of the organization wanted to give back to the community. She had talked to her mom, who happened to be a retired Michigan social service worker, and she says the biggest need in the area is diapers. And so Nestlings started out the very first year in 2011 and distributed what they thought at the time was a whopping number for the year of 12,000 diapers. We're now doing 37,000 diapers monthly. So we have distributed over 3 million diapers in the 15 years that Nestlings has been in existence due to the huge need for diapers within our area.
Yes. And Kristen, if one is listening or knows of someone that needs these services, what's the action item here?
You can go to goldcoastdoulas.com and find all of the donation sites in Kent, Allegan, Ottawa County, and drop off diapers. Or, as Steve mentioned, you can donate on their Amazon wish list, and you can also donate directly to Nestlings.
Nestlings.org. Very simple.
I was going to say, speaking of branding, you bet. Well, again, National Diaper Needs Awareness Month. There's a whole week that's dedicated from the 14th to the 20th, and I know that that will be an important continued way to get the word out. All right, thank you very much. Kristen, one more time, find the site for my drop-off places, yes?
Yes. GoldCoastDoulas.com, and you will see our blog about the diaper drive.
All right, add diapers to my grocery list.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate you both on behalf of this 11th annual charity diaper drive. It's important. We all probably wore diapers somewhere.
Exactly.
Sometime in our life.
We start out with them and we end with them.
Well, you said it. I wasn't going there, but I'm going to live a long life. So, Steve Suker, thank you very much. And you, Kristen Revere, on behalf of this partnership for the 11th Annual Charity Diaper Drive. Take care.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, September 10, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.